USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a rare Saturday session, the U.S. House voted to provide $25 billion in funding for the U.S. Postal Service. After Postmaster General Louis DeJoy made cost-cutting changes that Democrats say are designed to affect the presidential election. Yesterday, 26 Republicans broke ranks and joined all Democrats in passing the bill, while other Republicans, like Indiana Congressman Greg Pence, say it's the other way around.
Because in reality, House Democrats are the ones trying to scare the American people, blame President Trump, and yes, undermine the 2020 election results.
The Senate says it won't take up the bill. Texas to Alabama on alert for two tropical storms, Marco, which could hit the Gulf Coast on Tuesday, and Laura on Wednesday, perhaps as hurricanes. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Portland, Oregon police say about 100 far-right activists staging a Back the Blue rally in front of the Justice Center fought in the streets with hundreds of Black Lives Matter and Antifa counter-protesters for about 2 hours yesterday. However, few, if any, arrests were made. Police concede they remained at a distance because those involved in the brawls appeared to be willing participants, and there was no threat to the general public. It's been 6 years since lead-contaminated water flowed from Flint, Michigan taps, causing rashes, illness, lead poisoning, and perhaps worse. Now State Attorney General Dana Nessel says $600 million will be distributed to over 33,000 Flint water crisis victims under terms of a settlement announced last week.
Justice is coming for those who have waited a very long time for it, and that anyone who is criminally accountable will be held responsible.
Officials say 30 people who attended the Sturgis motorcycle rally now have coronavirus, and this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Trump will have to pay more than $44,000 in legal fees to Stephanie Clifford, otherwise known as Stormy Daniels. Clifford's legal expenses came from when she tried to get out of a non-disclosure agreement around her alleged affair with Donald Trump between 2006 and 2007. A California Superior Court judge issued the order this past week, stating that Clifford was entitled to being reimbursed and Mr. Trump was responsible for covering those fees. A Russian opposition leader who many suspect was poisoned has left Russia and now is being treated in Europe, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
An emergency medical plane carrying Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny arrived in Germany so he can receive treatment for a mysterious condition. He's a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he was put into an induced coma after taking ill. His spokeswoman said doctors believe he was poisoned.
Some have claimed Russian doctors kept Navalny in Russia for several days so that the poison could get out of his system before he was released. And today, it's, well, not Memorial Day, but it is Indy 500 race day later this afternoon at the Brickyard, on TV but without fans in the stands. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.